ever heard this quote from Martin Luther? For me, it's priceless because I know he's describing me absolutely and I revel in what he describes. Now, is this not a happy business? Christ, the rich, noble and holy bridegroom, takes in marriage this poor, contemptible and sinful little prostitute, takes away all of her evil and bestows all his goodness upon her. It's no longer possible for sin to overwhelm her, for she is now found in Christ and is swallowed up by him, so that she possesses a rich righteousness in her bridegroom. Isn't that the absolute truth of the matter? It's no longer possible for sin to overwhelm us because we are in Christ and swallowed up by him, and he has bestowed all his goodness on us. Wow, what about that? I do hope this is a reality for you, because without it, you are still poor. All your treasure comes from your position in the Beloved. Paul says, "In me dwells no good thing." It's a death blow to our ego to find that in us dwells nothing worth keeping, that everything has to be made new because paint and wallpaper wouldn't cut it. But it's the key to our liberation too, that God placed us where we could have everything we need to grow into the likeness of his Son in place of the likeness we had before in Adam. We have to be assured of this, or we'll limp along trying to make ourselves better, trying to improve the old, and fail dismally all the time. That's why God the Father placed us in him the moment we believed. He put us in the one place where we can get all our needs met and all our prayers answered. Oh, I hear you say, it doesn't answer mine. That is because, beloved, you have slipped out from where he put you. You aren't abiding in the vine. You aren't dwelling, remaining, staying where you were put. You've stepped away from being under the shelter of the Most High. That's Psalm 91. Like the church at Ephesus, you've left your first love. So you see the problem. You see what you perceive is the answer, and you pray. And you might as well have left things alone because your prayers hit the ceiling. The problem is you aren't in line with what Jesus and the Holy Spirit are praying. You haven't brought yourself under the benevolent dictatorship of the Holy Spirit, stayed where Father put you, and so you've prayed according to your own understanding, not in alignment with his will and purpose in your situation. But be of good cheer. It is easily remedied. Take a look at this. 1 John 5:14 in the Amplified Bible. This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to or have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that is, consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. This is the key to getting prayer answered every single time we come before him. Ask him what he wants to do in the situation. Ask him to do it. See the result. Never fails. He's told us it will always work, so we have a remarkable degree of confidence. It's brilliant. Try it and see. You won't be disappointed. Guaranteed.